Hi, this is David Hawthorne at astroview.com. The following is an essay by Professor V.K. Chaudhry of Gurgaon, India. The essay is called Mission of Life and Astrology. At some point of time in life, everybody is faced with a question as to what is the mission of one's life. A poor man may think that he is only living for toiling and facing hardship in life, while a rich man may think that he is only living for enjoyments in life. Though all human beings are born with different fortunes, depending upon their past karma or deeds, their journey in life is toward moksha or nirvana or liberation from earthly bondage. There are impediments in life in the form of diseases, accidents, lack of financial resources, emotional setbacks, deeper involvement in sensual pleasures, anger, greed, attachment, etc. How to reach one's ultimate goal of attaining moksha, or how to realize the mission of life, is the most important question faced by both haves and have-nots, that is, the rich and the poor. One has to fight one's way through the impediments. The contentment in life with one's lot and increasing one's utility to the humanity is the real shortcut. The divine conduct includes practice of kindness, generosity, benevolence, being free from greed, excitement, attraction or aversion, envy, fraud, hypocrisy, and deceit, and to avoid deeper involvement in sensual pleasures, anger, arrogance, and pride. Seeking blessings of saints, especially in person, wherever possible, helps the person in mitigating the sins. The knowledge helps the person in being free from attachment. The contentment helps the person in winning over greed, lust, and anger. The planets, the sun, the moon, Mars, Mercury, Jupiter, Venus, and Saturn, rule the divine qualities and impediments depending upon their lordship in their charts. The northern node of the moon, Rahu, and the southern node of the moon, Ketu, rule the impediments. The positive role of a strong sun in the birth chart of an individual is evolution of soul through sound health, good fortune, and strong willpower. The weak and or afflicted sun impedes the evolution of soul through greed, lack of willpower, envy, and pride. The positive role of a strong moon in realization of one's mission through easy availability of necessities of life, fully developed mind with clarity and contentment with one's lot is very important. One can then continue one's mission-oriented journey in life. The weak and or afflicted moon robs one of the proper care by the mother, causes retarded or slow mental growth, disturbed marital relationship, and peace of mind. While a strong Mars gives tremendous initiative to the person to pursue one's pursuits in life, a weak and or afflicted Mars confronts one with impediments through anger, and involvement in excessive sensual pleasures. A strong Mercury gives the power of understanding and communication, while a weak or afflicted Mercury confuses a person and impedes the mission-oriented journey. The impediments are caused by pride. A strong Jupiter makes a person kind, charitable, benevolent, and contented, while a weak and or afflicted Jupiter makes one selfish and cruel. A strong Venus provides material comforts, while a weak and or afflicted Venus impedes the mission-oriented journey through material pursuits in life. A strong Saturn blesses the person with a long, secured, and healthy life, while a weak and or afflicted Saturn makes one suspicious in nature and the person feels insecure. Rahu rules materialistic pursuits. If it is well placed in the chart and is not forming close conjunction with any of the other planets or houses, then its power to cause impediments is reduced. However, its close connection with any other planet or house tampers with the positive role of the said planet or house. The extent of damage to the afflicted planet or house is more if the said planet is weak. Ketu signifies miseries and obstructions. Its close relationship with weak and or afflicted planets is always indicative of serious problems in life, impelling one to seek divine solace through spirituality. The close impact of Ketu shows the helplessness of man to fight the impediments with one's material resources. The persons continuing their journeys through divine conduct are always in the service of God, and they need not affiliate to any particular religion or place of worship for meditation. The divine will in store for a person is foreknown in astrology through the position of planets, noted for the time of birth of the particular person. The strength, placement, interrelationship of planets, the operational periods of planets, and the continuous impact of current position of planets on the natal position of planets guides us to the course of life, including the spiritual evolution and attainments of the mission of life. In this background, we all see in our day-to-day lives affluent persons exerting themselves to achieve their greedy plans unsuccessfully and digressing from the true mission-oriented journey of their lives, while the blessed ones are never tempted by greed, pride, lust, arrogance, and excitement. The saintly personalities keep on coming and going for showing the true path to human beings. The crux of their teachings is capable of saving mankind of numerous problems created by one's own lust, anger, arrogance, and greed. The divine science of Vedic astrology is a wonderful asset to mankind. It unfolds the uncertainties in life, reduces tension, and enables one to move in the right direction. It deals with various aspects of human life, such as health, physical and mental, business, social status, financial prosperity, name and fame, emotional stability, etc. The predictive tools of the systems approach to Vedic astrology gives us the firm indications in life pertaining to the future events right at birth. The divine science of Vedic astrology has the twin capacity to forewarn and forearm, and offers the preventive remedies for such diseases, whether the possibility of such a disease is indicated by the predictive capacity of Vedic astrology. The astrological remedies, at the same time, help further by reducing the impact of malefic planetary influences and harness the significations ruled by functional benefic planets, as indicated in a person's horoscope. The world dreads today the fear of AIDS, cancer, cardiovascular diseases, psychiatric problems, etc. The modern system of medicine, whether allopathic and or alternative medicines, offers us some guiding factors for preventing these dreaded diseases or early detection of these so that these can respond to symptomatic treatment. However, the divine science of Vedic astrology has the twin capacity to forewarn and forearm and offers the preventive remedies for such diseases wherever the possibility of such a disease is indicated by the predictive capacity of Vedic astrology.